Welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the Pauly Shore to my jury duty, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and dispense justice, Kevin.
I object! Overruled!
Kevin has been in the process of being chosen or not chosen, of being a juror. The last time I had to do that, I remember that part of the bit was I'd just gotten the job on the morning show.
Oh yeah.
I'd been a full-time board op for a month and a half, and then I get called in for journey.
Oh,
I finally have a
brutal
job.
That's brutal.
That I like, there's nobody who can back me up.
Yeah.
I gotta be there. Right. Yep. So I do it. And, they say, no, it's fine. Go do jury duty. And they said, in fact, we could use it for content on the show.
Oh really?
So I ran the Bill Handel Show Instagram, and so I just took pictures and kept people updated.
I do not remember this.
Of me being on jury duty the whole day, just taking pictures and talk about it. And then at one point, somebody said, no social media posts. So I took a picture of myself making a face saying that, like this. Like,
yeah,
said,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Social media. They just said no social media posts. So
did you go?
Hopefully I won't be, you won't be chosen for my jury on my trial for messing
so
right
you
there.
Went, did you go? Were you I an went. Actual, you were a juror?
I was not a juror.
Oh, okay.
I had to sit there for the day
and possibly
be selected. And then once I was done, I'm good for, I'm pretty sure it's 18 years.
Yeah, I think it's closer to one. One, 18.
I feel like he said 18.
Our judge today, when he dismissed us that we're not selected, said, so we were there yesterday, because yesterday was Monday, went through the whole day, mm-hmm. and then they brought us back in today to finish the juror selection, of which they did not tap into the panel of those of us that did not get selected. But he told us we could leave. He said, unless there's another trial, and he kind of jokes, like, but I don't believe there are any, because it's Burbank, there's like one trial a month.
I was L.A.,
Usually it's L.A. They have very few cases at this courthouse in Burbank.
Oh.
But I was under the impression that it's one day or one trial, meaning that you. So I was like, I've already served my one day. If there is another courtroom open looking for jurors, it's not going to be me because I'm on day two. I was going to fight them on that, but I didn't have to. I was confused.
So they brought you back for a second day.
We sat through the whole day. And then they couldn't finish the jury selection.
Oh, I see.
So they brought us all back, which cost them $15 a person. Because the second day, you get $15.
And that's why our justice system is flawed. It's bankrupting America.
And why they bought me lunch. So it was good. At least parking was free.
Oh, can you imagine if they only pay you $15 and it's $20 for parking?
I kind of feel like, you know who does that is Marriott Rewards. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about Marriott Rewards and how we worked for Nickelodeon for 5 years and I accrued enough credits? I had a person tell me, you have enough points with Marriott to go anywhere in the world for free. And I was like, sweet, if and when I get married, my honeymoon is taken care of. I boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Hello, Hawaii. I want to stay there for a week. You're in the world.
Mele kaliki maha.
Is the Hawaiian way to say, I'm coming there for Christmas and my honeymoon. And they said, sounds good. Mahalo. That's $20 a day for the resort fee. I was like, wait, no, I have points. They said, yes, but that's for the hotel. But then the resort fee,
which is parking. Yeah.
So you can either, and then you get, it's like $15 a day for parking or $20 for the resort fee, which includes parking and coupons to the jewelry shop.
I've spent an unhealthy amount of time trying to figure out the logic on this. Because
you know what it is? It's greed.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not anti-greed. I'm okay with greed.
You're pro-greed.
I don't have a problem with greed. I have a problem with stupid greed.
Yeah,
right?
So that's most greed, but go on.
If it's, well, here's the thing. There are smart versions of greed that are happening to you that you are unaware of.
Give me an example. That's a bold statement, and I don't agree with it.
An example would be if you went to any hotel.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about points, right?
Okay.
But let's say any hotel and they are going to charge you for parking, they just build that parking into the nightly fee. So when you pay for it with points, you're paying more for it in points than what you normally would.
I don't understand how that's about greed, but yes, I'm
because
aware.
Because it's the same level of greed for them going after money for the parking, right? But it's doing it in a smart way.
Why is it
it's
smart?
It's marking
though?
Up the room, which
but
is
But I had
it
more
be.
Points than I had money. I had more points.
They
wouldn't take my points.
You.
They wanted my money.
I understand that. And that's why I'm saying it's stupid greed.
Mm.
But smart greed would be charging the exact same. So instead of paying, let's say you pay $250 a
night. The difference is that they're not Marriott. That the owner of that hotel is not Marriott. They are Captain Hawaiian guy. And he wants my $20 a day. Marriott's like, great. That's why we do the rewards program, because you're feeding our pocket worldwide.
No, but you pay that even if it is a, it's not a franchise Marriott. You pay that. You pay that in San Diego. You pay that anywhere you go where it is a vacation type destination. That's where they hit you. So what happens is, Joe Schmo in Fresno, California, wants to go to Maui, and he looks for whatever has the best rate. Mm-hmm. And so he picks the best rate based on what he sees on the internet. And then he arrives and gets incredibly angry because now he has to pay $15
for parking.
For parking.
On an island.
And the only,
how do they even get cars there? They're on an island.
That's the only thing I could think of. The only thing I can think of is that most people rely on like taxis and stuff like that in a place like Hawaii or a place like San Diego or shuttle services.
Oahu has the number one rated mass transit in the country.
There you go. So if that's the case,
Oahu, though,
then it makes sense, right? If you want to bring a car for an added premium, then you should be charged that premium.
I disagree.
But I feel like the only place that I could think of that's a vacation-esque destination, or hell, a business destination, where that makes remote sense, maybe Hawaii, Oahu only.
Yeah, because you can't fight it.
And New York, right? In New York.
Because there's nice.
Who goes to New York without planning to take the subway? And if you do, you deserve to pay $15 for a car parking.
They don't even know. If they're like, hey, do you have parking here? They're like, I'm sorry, like Grand Central Park?
Yeah.
Do you want to go walk to the park?
The first time.
What are you parking?
I did a Nickelodeon event in New York, and I was staying in New Jersey. And I had to go into, I think, Queens or something. And we rented a car.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, well, what time do I have to leave here in order to get to Queens? And they said, well, okay, you're going to want to take this line. I go, no, I'm driving. And the guy literally goes, oh, no, you don't want to do that. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, it'll literally take you like 2 hours to drive there. He goes, a train takes you 20 minutes.
Wow.
And I go, but the car, I got to carry all my stuff. He goes, worth it.
Wow.
Don't do it.
That's insane.
Like, oh, crap. So I was like, okay. So I took the train.
It's another world.
Yeah.
Los Angeles. Yeah.
So in gaming news,
this is like Grand Theft Auto. I think this is a combination of Grand Theft Auto and Monopoly to gamify it. Everything we've been talking about, resort hotel building. I think we have a game here because Monopoly was built as an education tool for real estate at the time. And then eventually over time, they lost the education part. And now it's just a dumb game that is boring. It is the second worst game on the planet.
The saddest part for me was when Monopoly became credit cards and it's all electronic. I was like, are you kidding me? Like,
that's the whole point.
Now you're indoctrinating youth to carry debt. Which
no, that's
is so
fun.
Stupid.
It's fun that way.
No, you're right. It's psychologically simple and it's ironic.
There's credit cards.
And now the only thing I could think of, and I've never done it, mostly out of protest, but I feel like if I were to play that version and I realized that I was bankrupt so fast because I was just living in a world of debt and swiping a card and having no connection to how much money I'm spending or
just
what's
like
coming
reality.
In, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I'd be like, oh, good. Thanks for teaching my 7-year-old the dangers of using a card instead of cash.
When I was 7, I invented a board game called Mall Madness, in which you went around the mall and collected things. And then I turned on the TV and there was a board game called Mall Madness.
Oh.
But it was aimed towards girls. And I remember thinking, my game's different. But of course, in the 80s, malls were for girls because they're shopping. And now that's
I went to the mall. Malls were fun.
Malls were for everyone.
Yeah.
Malls are for everyone.
I think that's an unfair ad choice.
It was very like Valley Girl, like, let's go to the mall. Right. Totally tubular for sure. Because that's how we talked the 80s.
It was a good time, guys. We just spoke a different version of English.
You were saying,
I finished Spider-Man.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it snuck up on me. And,
the game's over.
Yeah,
the disc melted.
I was just playing and it didn't feel like the story was necessarily going to end, but then all of a sudden it said, if this is your last chance to upgrade your gear before you finish the story mode of this game.
It literally said that?
Yeah. And
like,
I was like,
usually they're a little more coy about it. Like, you sure you want to go on? Before you go on, you need to take care of some business.
And they said,
make sure you go take care of that business.
And when you came in and buckle up for Spider-Man spoilers, not like actual stories of it, but just an omission. You came into the house today and you were talking to my son and mentioned that if Venom was in the game.
Yeah,
right?
I asked a very simple, obvious question because there's a movie coming.
And they were like, you were like, what? You go, you know, I keep finding reasons not to get this game. And it pointed out to me that I do believe that their creative choice on this game was to be as cinematic as possible.
Interesting.
In that you really are only fight. You have little battles with known villains, so there's a little bit of a taste there. But for the most part, like the big boss battles and stuff is with like one guy. Like you're just, it's, that's the idea of it, in my opinion. Yeah. I know there are people out there that are like, what are you saying?
Sure. Okay.
I'm sure. But I find it interesting because it's not very video game-esque, right? Like if you're going to make a Spider-Man video game, you could literally have mission, and then lead up to a boss battle with Scorpion, and then lead up to a boss battle with Rhino, boss battle with Dr. Octopus. And
I would, if it were me, something with the Sinister Six, and there would be multiple stages where the Sinister Six come back and forth and in and out, and you would be trying to figure out what each of them are doing in this multi-fabric crime that they're trying to pull. That would be the game I would design.
There's an element of that, but it is. I believe that it is way more cinematic, and they pulled it off. It feels a lot like you're playing a Spider-Man movie more than you're playing a Spider-Man game.
People love taking pictures of it and posting it everywhere.
It's.
But that was the great thing about the first Arkham game, right? Was that it was a jail cell, a prison, if you will, an Arkham prison.
I'm marrying you.
And inside of each of the cells is a villain.
Yeah.
And you go around and find another villain. Correct. Fight that villain. It was such a great vehicle for that. So maybe they're like, we can't make a Batman clone using Spider-Man. We have to do our own thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, there's lots of similarities in the combat between the Batman. I would be curious to see. It's so well acted. It's really, I really think
cool.
It is. I'm really,
right.
I was really impressed. And I didn't even know it. And I kind of know the guy, but Fred Tatasciore.
Sure.
He's Rhino in it. Does a great job.
Oh, that's good.
Because you don't even know it's him.
That's cool.
They have some voice actor from Ohio, which I think is interesting that it's mentioned in his, like, in when you look at it, it's like, he's a voice actor from Ohio.
Fred Tatasciore?
No, the guy who plays Spider-Man.
It's not like an LA
or a New York talent, unless he is an LA, New York talent, and he just happens to be from the state of Ohio. Like, which, again,
this
I don't
is a
know
lot
why
of layers.
You would mention that.
Why is that the leading story?
Yeah.
And it's not like Ohio is.
Right.
I mean, it's got Cincinnati. There's Columbus. There are big cities in Ohio.
Is there more talent coming out of Ohio than I'm aware of?
They're also very close to Canada, which has a lot of talent.
LeBron James.
If they had said, like, Montana or Idaho, you're like, that's interesting. Not a lot of people are from those.
Is McGruff the crime dog from Ohio, you think?
Probably.
Yeah. I bet that's why. There's a lot of talent.
He seems actually more New Jersey-ish.
Oh, yeah? Take a bite out of this job.
Yeah, right? That's
I never
good.
Noticed that about his tone.
Yeah.
He's like, this job sucks.
Kids these days.
Totally, right?
They
totally.
Don't give a milk bone
take
about their future.
Take a bite out of crime because I'm tired of saying it.
How about just chew up the crime and spit it out? Why are we just taking one bite out of the crime? McGruff and son.
Don't go walking. Hey, dumbass, don't go walking in an alley by yourself. It's dangerous. No shit, Sherlock.
Thanks, Dad.
Take a bite out of crime.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the dad from Frasier was McGruff.
He might have been. Yeah. Maybe I'm misremembering McGruff the crime dog.
You want to take a break and then discuss things? You want to discuss things, then take a break?
We still got like 5 minutes if we want to discuss.
Yeah, that's right. These 15-minute breaks usually last 20.
Yeah.
So breaks, segments.
I don't care.
What day is it?
Today is Tuesday.
Who's my birthday? Is it Christmas somewhere?
Yes.
How often are eggs?
Every day.
Okay, then. I have two topics. Do you want number one or number two?
Let's do number two.
Good choice, because it's the most fresh. Number one was last week. Dude, speaking of old outdated references, which is, I feel like it was where we're camping out today.
I can't wait.
I finally saw Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It's really good.
That's funny. That's great.
Have you ever seen this film?
Yes.
You saw this film?
I've seen
How come
it.
We've been, we it's never come up before.
Kevin
ever.
Miller, I told you you should watch this movie.
Tell
when it
me
came
more.
Out.
Yeah.
I said, this is a really interesting, I go, it's not a video game movie per se. I go,
that sounds familiar.
I said, it's got a lot of video game elements in it, and I think you would enjoy it.
It was.
It also has Michael Cera, which love.
Who I love.
Yeah.
And now, oh, excuse me, I have to log into Guild Wars. and now there are tons of people in it that have very big careers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of young actors that are now large in TV.
Oh,
and
I
got to
look at the cast list on this.
But it was a bomb. That movie was a disaster in the box office. Are you aware?
I did know that, but it was a hit. It was a cult hit.
A cult, at best. I think that's being generous with the term because I read one review of it posthumous. How do you pronounce that word? After death.
Posthumous?
Yeah. That said, so Kevin Smith said something very kind about it, that it's like, he said it'd be hard pressed to say they're making a comic book into a movie, but they've made a comic book into a movie. And that is how it feels. The segues, everything about that film make it feel like how a comic book moves around. I know, right? There's tons of people in there.
You've got Michael Cera.
Of course.
Kieran Culkin.
Yep.
Anna Kendrick.
Right.
Allison Pill, who, wait, hold on. I think I know who she is. She's the blonde. Yep. I know her. Trying to think of what she was in Newsroom, which is a great show that was on HBO. Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, who was great.
Parks and Rec, right? Mary Elizabeth Winstead. I don't think I know her. She's probably the least familiar person.
And she's the lead. That's Ramona, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is. And she was known for Cloverfield and that.
Yeah.
So, and she was in Live Free or Die Hard.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
We've got to get your Netflix queue churning.
What
Jason Schwartzman, he's big.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, about it.
Mae Whitman is in it.
Oh, yeah, look, Mae Whitman, huge name, right, in today's world, but not even listed in the top.
She was big then. That's unfair, because Mae Whitman had already done a lot of
stuff.
Really? Well, maybe
even
by 2010.
I only knew her from, she was in Arrested Development, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she
opposite
was in
Michael Cera.
Parenthood.
Uh-huh. Yes, at that point, Parenthood wasn't out in 2010.
Right, that's what I mean.
But she was also in Independence Day as the little girl.
Oh,
she was a little girl.
I did not know that.
And in 2010, the rebirth of Ninja Turtles was underway.
According to her IMDb.
Mae Whitman? She is April.
Yeah, I know that.
O'Neill.
Okay, that April.
From Ninja Turtles.
It's not. All right.
I'm doing my own drops. I hope you're enjoying them.
They're very good. Everybody enjoys
them. Why, yes, sir.
Take a bite out of crime because I'm tired of saying it. 2010, there was no mention of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right. Maybe it was
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the video game.
No.
Came out in 2013. That doesn't sound right.
No.
Why would the video game come out before the show?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was before that. But
Robot Chicken. She did Robot Chicken.
She's everywhere. She is the robot.
Everywhere.
So anyway, the movie is great. You should go and see it.
I did. I'm not going to go and see it.
So why I bother to mention it and why it's outdated reference is that one reviewist from LA Times said that this movie will do well with people who grew up on Nintendo and MTV.
And they were?
You and me.
Yeah.
So there is as a culture, we are obsessed with identifying generations lately. Have you noticed that? Like, everybody has to be like, I'm part of this generation, my generation, blah, blah, millennials.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. I'm a baby boomer.
I don't like being called a millennial.
But I'm still a millennial.
Well, you know what millennials do.
I hit you with my car, I'm a millennial.
They kill things. That's all they do. Have you seen that meme of all the things millennials have been attributed to killing?
They destroy economies. Uh-huh.
They kill divorce. They kill it all. As they've identified,
2012, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series.
So she was probably working on it. But there's like a little segue between the Gen Xers and the millennials. There's like a 6-8 year window, which you and I sit in, of people that are between
ex-millennials
is the term. Yeah. Are you being silly?
No.
You're so smart.
I'm not.
How do you know these things?
You told me ex-millennial.
Damn it, I'm good.
You sent me a link to an article about it.
Did I really?
Yeah.
So that's us. So I think that's Scott Pilgrim, is that because the references in it are Nintendo based. It moves like MTV at the time. It has that jumpy stuff. It's pre-web content but post like G.I. Joe, He-Man, whatever like happened in the late 70s that Gen Xers resonate. Dungeons and Dragons, all of that stuff in there.
That falls under our category?
I think that our generation, so every generation I think is kind of attached to a certain medium. And so like baby boomers, it's about TV, right? That was when they were coming on the scene, TV was, and it really defined
it
what they were.
Your brain.
Right. Millennials it's the web. I think that the web has such a deep influence.
Short attention span because of YouTube.
Yeah, AOL, everything like that. But then there was those of us in that little pocket there, and it was cable television.
Yep.
I think that that was the
violence.
Yep.
Gangster rap.
Paying for TV.
Oh, that's the worst.
So that's Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I loved it so much when it was over, I started watching it again.
Oh.
Where
did you get it?
It's on Netflix right now. I gotta go watch. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Well done.
All right, let's take a break and come back with some stump, yeah?
Sure. What could possibly go wrong?
That's Jenny. But that's not Jenny's dad. If she gets into that car,
Harry.
That may be the last time you'll see Jenny. I'm McGruff, the crime dog.
Hi.
See those kids?
Yeah,
every day in this country, 60 kids disappear. Some run away, but a lot are kidnapped by strangers or even by people they know. So write to McGruff and teach your kids to protect themselves. Help take a bite out of crime.
Yeah. Well done. Who's our producer?
I think we have one.
That was you. That's Ryan. Where is Ryan?
Ryan? Ryan.
What's my password?
Ryan.
It's a solid song.
That is a good song. Next
Tears for Fears, right?
Next time we do this, you got to remind me. I don't know if I've done it already. I don't even know if it qualifies as an 80s song. Yes, Tears for Fears, sorry. But Hold the Line.
Okay.
Oh,
it's good
hold
enough.
Hold the line!
I also want to do the entire soundtrack to Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, yeah, we could definitely do that.
I think that's...
That's fun for everyone.
It's got good music. Yes.
I was trying to remember, was there any kind of video game, like 8-bit?
Yeah, there was one song. Okay. I almost suggested it for our theme song, and I'm glad I didn't because it's a little too on the nose.
Too on the nose?
Yeah, it's like
we
the
like
video
games.
Yeah, exactly. It's all like, you know, late 80s. Yeah, exactly.
By the way, did we already talk? We did talk about how we played Mario the whole family. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Your
we did.
Son's
we did.
Birthday. We did. That.
We need to do stump now. I have a new idea
okay.
for stump that just came up when you said we're going to do stump, and I didn't prepare anything.
Oh,
so it's going to be great.
That's interesting. Oh,
what
Hold the Line released in 1978.
Ooh,
so
not even an 80s song. But
so
you know what?
Close.
Pop Music was released in 1979, and that is definitely an 80s song.
Oh, pop the
pop music. Everybody's talking about. Pop music.
Is that NSYNC? Oh, I'm thinking of Dirty Pop. I'm not good at this. All right.
I get that from that show that I think you were understudy in.
Dirty
right?
Pop.
No, the other one. Back in our Great America days, you were a backup for that show about music through the ages. No, you were a backup for the other show.
Yeah. That was
Lost in Cyberspace.
Yes. Show. But no, you're right. I think I was the host, but they didn't ever needed me.
Yeah, that's
it was Casey, and then they had that other guy who was also a singer.
Yep.
And then I was supposedly the third one, but I never rehearsed it.
You were just the it man at Paramount's Great America.
Not. I was for 1 year. 1 year. all right. How many people do we need for stump?
We can do, you know what? We can have
four choices.
You know, take the first one and we'll keep doing more. Because here's the game.
I don't know if they show up alphabetically. So here we go.
Here's
so
their
now
bats.
We're talking to AJ the Demon King.
Hey, what's up, AJ the Demon King?
Hello.
I'm sorry.
I meant it.
AJ the Bane King. I'm sorry.
That was unnecessary.
Do you know any good Bane? I was trying to do Bane recently because I was telling a story.
You have to cup your mouth.
That was unnecessary.
But I couldn't remember. I can't remember how. What's a good quote? What was a good Bane
That's what
quote?
I remember from
that
Batman.
That was unnecessary?
That was from Batman Lego movie. They kick at me like, kick out Bane.
That was unnecessary. You adopted the
I wanted
dog.
Him to snap.
I was born into it.
I wanted to snap. That's what it was?
Yeah, that's it.
I was born into it.
He's not Sean Connery.
I beg to differ.
Who's here? AJ? Was that who it is?
Yeah, AJ the Demon King.
So are you a Sly Cooper fan?
I am indeed.
My dad is Sly Cooper.
Do you know the old game show Win Ben Stein's Money?
No.
Okay, in that show, actor Ben Stein, who is a very educated man, would do this sort of game show, and in the end, you'd have to like go up against him to see if you were smarter than him and if you could win Ben Stein's money by being smarter than this guy. So you are going to give me a Sly Cooper trivia question.
Ooh.
And see if I know it. Now, here's the deal about this Sly Cooper trivia question. It must be an in-world question. And it's not going to be... where is the third clue bottle in the second level, or like, you know, who has the world record for, it's going to be a,
do you have so many stipulations because you're actually going to give him some of your money?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Win Kevin Miller's money. What I'm trying to say, that it has to be a continuity question, not some nuts and bolts question to the right. game that a person isn't really supposed to know.
So but now they're trying to stump you.
That's right. The stump has become the stumpy. Because I feel like you answer a lot of questions. I put you on the spot a lot.
I nail it.
Every time. You're the king.
Every time.
This is my attempt to honor
to
that.
To dethrone me.
But you know what? I think to be fair, you have to answer the question first.
Oh.
And then I will answer it.
Because you could use that to inform yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll try not to give them to you too easy.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, AJ, I've stalled.
Are you prepared for this, AJ, or are we going to have to grab some more people?
You can grab one more person if you want.
Well, you could go first, and then we'll grab some more folks. So.
Hello. All right. So, there was a curse word in the game, in the first game, that was on a newspaper article. What is it? Thanks, right. I needed that.
So, there was a curse word on a newspaper. In the first Sly game.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm going to go with bitch. I wanted to be ass. But I'm trying to think of what would be acceptable. So I'm going to go with bitch. Final answer.
Kevin. You are wrong.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to let Kevin answer.
No, you go first. You answer first. Yeah, yeah. I don't know the answer to this question. So my reasonable guess is damn. But wait. Something inside me says that the word is bloody, because that is a curse word in the UK, and I feel like the newspaper in Raleigh's episode says something like bloody frog captured or something, which would be okay here, but not in the UK. But I still think it's damn. So, what is it?
Kevin, you're also wrong.
Ah! Mm-hmm.
The hell you say?
It was kick-ass.
Kick-ass. Where does it say... which newspaper says kick-ass? Oh, it does. Carmelita. Carmelita's a kick-ass. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That was good. That was
that
good.
Was good. Well played.
That was good. You get a point.
All right. Do we have somebody else come in? Or
yeah.
Do we, all right.
Yeah, kick him out. He wins. Go away.
He wins?
Yeah, go away. We'll
does
come back
get
to you.
Does he to ask a question? All right, stay in the queue.
Okay, bye.
Okay. He knows what to do. You'll get your prize later.
All right, now it's everybody's favorite Ryan.
Hi, favorite Ryan.
Hi.
Oh, he's underwater, under digital water.
You've got Jimmy-itis.
Ryan, thanks for joining us. What is your Sly Cooper-related in-universe question?
I was actually looking for or thinking of one in chat. I couldn't think of one.
Get out of here, Ryan.
All right, Sir Bowler Hat. All right, he's back.
Sir Bowler Hat.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi. How are you? Hello. Hello.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
Sir Bowler Hat and I are collaborating on a project on the side. More on that later.
I hear you talk to him a lot during our Twitches of Strange Brigade.
Oh, is that? Yeah. I think so. Yeah. He also.
I came up occasionally, but.
Every 2 minutes. I'm always talking about you. Sir Bowler Hat, what is your Sly Cooper related trivia question?
Let's see here. Okay. This is the only thing that I can come up with in my mind. And this came from a video that I watched that was like a review of the all three games.
Mm-hmm.
But great apparently story. The name of the title of the game was changed to the UK from Sly Cooper to Sly Raccoon. Do you know why?
I'm going to go first.
All right.
So there was a, this was mentioned in the game to change the name from Sly Cooper to Sly Raccoon?
It was mentioned in a, though
so this is not in universe. You are violating the rules.
This is
on
out
our
universe.
Game show that Kevin made up a few moments ago. There are very elaborate rules on this that we have gone into great detail to explain to you, and you have already violated them. So I have one thing to say to you. All right.
Documented.
No, I think
you documented.
No,
it's not an in-universe question.
No.
But the answer to your question is because they don't have raccoons in England.
Sir. Yeah.
So kick him out. Get out of here.
Good day, sir.
All right. Who's next?
Let's see.
Go back to Ryan.
Oh, we got David Spade. David Spade.
Really? The David Spade?
Hey, David Spade.
Hello.
David Spade. Different on the internet.
Oh.
Do you have a question that is Sly Cooper related?
In-universe.
Not an article, not a review.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
And Sly 2, Sly offers a date to Neela. Where was the date?
Oh, that's a good question.
In Sly 2, he offers a date to Neela. Now, because I am not Sly Cooper, can I ask who Neela is, or is that cheating?
She's the chick who betrays you in Sly 2.
Who betrayed me personally?
In Sly 2, there is a love triangle between Sly and Carmelita and Neela.
She lets you get electrocuted, by God.
Yeah. What kind of animal is Neela? Can I find that out?
Oh, what kind of animal? Is she a lemur, I think?
I bet
is that
she's
right?
An animal of passion.
Is she a lemur? That would be a good...
Jesus Christ.
No, hello?
I don't know if he's offended or aroused.
He's like, how dare you? All lemurs everywhere. I think she's a lemur. That's not my final answer.
I'm going to say that he wants to take her on a date to Sweden.
No. What? This is a great question because I literally had to have said these words. but I seem to remember it's dinner and dancing.
Dinner and dance?
Is it not dinner and dancing?
No, it's just dinner.
Oh, it's not dinner. Oh. I think I get a half point for that.
All right.
I remember.
Half point.
You know what? I'm gonna trump you and say that they cut out the dancing part. The line changed that. Half point
you're
for
actually,
you. Stand
oh my
by.
God, you're actually right. They did.
It was dinner and didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
I like you, David Spade. Hang out. We'll come back to you. All right. Does Ryan have an answer yet?
No. We have still one more person.
Okay.
We're cool. 64.
Who is the?
Nope.
Hello?
Nope. You're on the show now. Now time to...
Hi, what's your name?
Max.
Hi, Max.
Hello.
Max, we haven't met you before, is that right?
No.
Hi?
Maybe I have.
I Max, are you okay?
Yeah, I just got caught off by surprise because I was talking to... I was thinking of a question and I got caught off guard.
Oh, well, welcome. Boy. Now you are on guard and on air. What is your Sly Cooper in-universe question? Stump the stumpers.
Oh, no.
Okay. I have a really good one. And my in-universe question is, according to Sly Cooper 2, where did Neela grow up in?
Man, you guys like the Neela questions.
She's a lemur, I hear.
I gotta look that out. I gotta see what
she
is.
Find it out.
No, you gotta answer the question. We'll look her up later.
Google.
No Googling.
No, I think it's gonna inform me as to the answer. Ask
where
the question
is Neela
again.
From?
Or where did she grow up in?
I'm gonna go Houston, Texas.
Is that right? Is it Houston, Texas?
Nope.
Oh, so close.
Oh, she's a Bengal tiger.
She's a Bengal tiger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to change my answer to New Delhi, India.
That is correct.
I thought you read it because as soon as you reminded me. Like,
I did.
Yeah.
I just was like, well, my
done.
Bengal tiger.
Justin got it.
Not really. That's not fair.
No, that's good.
I'll take a quarter of a point.
Okay, quarter point. No points for you. Get out of here, Max. Great meeting you, though. Good question. Good question.
You moron.
Thanks for stopping by.
You can't stump me, you idiot. All right.
All right, who you got?
That's it. Now, Ryan, we'll go back to Ryan.
All right, we'll go back to Ryan.
All right, welcome back, Ryan. You got a question?
Yes. Hello. Yes, I do. Okay, so in the in arpeggios level, I think it was.
Yeah.
You're starting off very strong.
That you had to, or no, it was Katessa's level. I'm sorry. There was a bat that you had to kidnap to get the security code for the searchlights in the entrance. What was the bat's name?
Oh, jeez. This is a little deep cut. Say it again. What's the question?
There is a job called Kidnap the General, and there's a bat that you have to kidnap because he knows the security code to the searchlights in the entrance that you're trying to get into in the Contessa's map.
Yeah.
What was the bat's name that you have to kidnap?
That is.
I'm going to go with Barry.
Barry the bat. That's pretty good. Yeah. He probably is a vegetarian, probably eats a lot of berries.
And for the record, when you try to Google kidnap the general bat's name, the first search is kidnap Heinrich Kripe, which is a World War II guy. Mm.
You didn't even write the word Sly Cooper in that Google search.
I didn't
search.
Get a chance to. He finished his sentence too soon.
You cheated. You cheater.
And my point is, cheaters never prosper, Kevin.
Take a bite out of the internet.
Take a bite out of trying harder.
Wrong.
What? How dare you?
The bat had a name. I'm going to say the bat's name is General.
Ooh.
Is that right?
Half right.
I'm half right. I get a half point.
Yeah. That's how you do that right here. That's how you get it.
Oh, that's good. It's like a half right.
Yeah.
So you want the full name. General. General Flap.
Nope.
You have the answer
now? Yeah, I looked it up. It's Clawfoot.
Is it really?
Yeah.
General Clawfoot.
That feels like the right kind of name. That's good. Half point for you. Okay, kick him out of here. Let's go back.
Geez.
Who was the first person that won? Now we're gonna. He fell off.
He fell out of here. All right, hold on. Let's go back. So who was the first person who won?
Yeah.
All right, so let's put him back. I think they left.
Oh
no, Ryan's so nice. He kicked himself out.
He knows what's
up. Was it Sir Bowler Hat? Was he the first one who won?
I don't remember. Where's our producer?
I don't know.
Did AJ get it right?
Ryan, where's my password? Ryan?
Right. Hello again.
Was it you? Was it you that won?
No, I didn't win.
Get out of here!
All right, so not Sir Bowler Hat. So it was way cool. Max?
Oh, yeah.
Max, right, you got it right. All right. So we're gonna churn the tables on you. Now I'm going to ask you two the questions.
Okay.
And we're going to see who's going to get right. So, Justin, why did Penelope invent the Baron as an alter ego?
Penelope invented the Baron as an alter ego to protect her true identity. Final answer.
It's pretty generic, but correct.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you. That's right.
Can you improve upon his answer?
Good luck, Max.
Oh, man, it's been so long since I played Sly 3. Protect her identity.
Oh, no.
I think it was to protect her identity from Bentley, I guess.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
It was, Justin knows, it was to make the Aces strict age requirements. So no points to you. Thanks for playing.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. Who else got it right?
AJ, didn't he?
AJ, come on back.
AJ was technically the first one, and I forgot him.
All right, AJ, are you there?
I am.
AJ, did you get it right?
Yes, I did.
All right, good.
Justin, first.
That's right. Sir Bowler had got yelled at because he was out. I don't remember.
Justin, who founded the Ace Pilots?
The Ace Pilots?
Mm-hmm. The Aces Fighting Pilot League, I think is their full name.
But. Spade.
Spade. Incorrect.
Spade. Oh.
Incorrect. AJ.
Hello? I'm still thinking. Is it the Baron?
It is the Baron.
Yeah.
Well done. Do you see the problem with this? Did anybody pick up on these two questions?
Yeah.
What, Justin, connect the dots.
Well, she's trying to hide her identity from the actual people that she's the leader of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She created a league
yeah.
in which she could show off her expertise as a fighter pilot
right.
and then enforced a strict age requirement in which she would not meet.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Yeah. I mean, my name's not Justin Worsham. I do this podcast, but I don't want the notoriety that comes with
Fair
it.
Fair enough. All yeah. right. All right. Good job, AJ. You win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there anybody else that got it right?
Let's see. Oh, he left it. Oh, no, AJ didn't let himself out. I think that was Ryan. Did Ryan get it right?
That Ryan? Doesn't sound right. No, Ryan? We kicked him out.
Oh, that's right. Goodbye, Ryan. No, I think that was we got everybody.
All right.
Max, was it Max? Was
I
Max?
Feel like there was one more Max, that got it right. Yeah, Max. Max, I got a question yes. for you. Yes. And Justin can go first. Who is Miss Ruby's servant?
Miss Ruby's servant.
Justin.
Oh, Miss Ruby's servant was Sapphire.
Incorrect.
Oh. Wait, Spade. Spade was in here and he got it right, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, I think you're right.
He left.
Max.
That's why I didn't.
Yes.
Who is Miss Ruby's servant?
Miss Ruby's servant. Last time I played the first slide game was like 4 years ago.
Oh, me, it was 40.
Burn on you. That was a burn on you.
40 weeks ago.
It was burn
it might have been
you,
four
Max.
Weeks ago.
Oh, jeez.
Hello?
What is this, amateur hour?
Okay. I was just going to wing it and say, I don't know.
You don't know. It was Chumley. I'm going to have my servant Chumley escort you over here. Max, to redeem yourself, what anthropomorphic animal was Chumley? 3, 2, 1. Mosquito! He was a mosquito. Thanks for playing, Max. Your question was really good. All right, do we need to go back to David?
No, David Spade left.
He left. All right, so AJ's our big winner. Yay!
All right, let's
you know
get
what? I like Max too. Bring Max back. He was
all right,
fun.
Max will be in.
I'm yeah. right here.
Oh, good. Thanks, Max.
He looks
never,
like you.
Never, I never left.
All right, boys. You can each ask a question since you have de-stumped the Stump Kings. What are your questions? Max, you may go first.
Oh, I have to think of one.
Okay. It's right. not a trivia question. You can ask anything. You can ask us a question, our opinions on something. You can share a bit of trivia. The show is yours. While you think of something you would like to discuss, AJ.
What game are you most excited for this month?
Ooh. Oh, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
There's no hesitation.
Obviously.
Yeah, I want to be playing it now. Such a beautiful game.
I'm so excited about the game that I'm bummed because part of my excitement with finishing Spider-Man was that I was going to go back to Just Cause and finally get to Mass Effect Andromeda, which is like 2 years old, I think.
But you're going to jump to Red Dead?
I think I might. I don't see
I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to
wait
till Christmas. Yeah, I'm going to wait till
right.
Christmas.
All right.
I assume it's full price, $60. Do they have DLC season pass? Are they doing that nonsense?
I don't think they announced that yet.
It comes out next week, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so they're not going to do a season pass that late in the game.
What game are you most excited about, AJ?
Yeah, good question.
Well, Red Dead is one of them. Also, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I think it's coming out.
Oh, yes.
That's old, right? Odyssey. Forgive
my
me.
Son, it's so funny. My son has never seen 300 or Spartacus or whatever, right? But he was watching, it was an ad on a YouTube video that he's watching because all of his Fortnite streamers are talking about the new Season 6 Battle Pass and what's in it and everything. And this commercial comes on for Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and Jacob does this very badass voice like, I am Sparta.
because it's infused into the culture. Yeah.
It's just like he's just excited, and that's all he knows about that time. Or maybe that's something in the trailer but it just was a guy who's making a leaping attack, and he was just like almost like a full Sean Connery. Like, I am
that's
Sparta.
Amazing.
Like,
for those games, are they ever going to run out of an era in history to rewrite?
No.
I feel like every time they mention it, like, oh, yeah, they haven't done that one yet. Oh, they haven't done that one yet.
Yep.
They've done anything in the Far East, China, Japan?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
That'll probably be next. I'm waiting for Caveman.
That will be amazing.
Assassin's Creed Neanderthal.
They just walk up and hit people because yeah. they're cavemen. They're not paying attention.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want Assassin's Creed Neanderthal.
I'm sure that game exists. It's called 1 Hour, One Life.
You're not too far off. Only they don't have... I'll start playing the game religiously when Jason Roror adds a little knife in his wrist that you can actually cut people with.
Pretty sweet. Thanks, AJ. Max, do you have a topic of discussion?
A topic of discussion. Well, other than the fact that next week is my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's why October is my favorite month.
Oh, that's obvious.
Ten months in.
Yep.
But
that's a long time to wait for your favorite month.
I've been working on a poster. Right now I'm working on this poster for this animation project that I've been working on for years.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I'm going to... start working on this other project that it's like a pet passion project of mine I've been working on called Minnesota Maxwell, and it's kind of sort of like a review series of sorts, but with a character who's like part Indiana Jones, part James Bond.
Fun.
And it mostly covers stuff that's in like the amusement park industry.
How do those three things overlap?
They all are things that Max likes.
Okay.
And,
pretty much.
And they happen in October.
So is it like Indiana Jones style stuff in a theme park? Or are these like forgotten theme parks that are buried in tombs?
Something like
no
that.
No time it's for like, rationalization, Dr. Miller.
I love all the... Oh, they're so good.
So good, so if I good. Didn't get hung up on rationalization.
Sorry, Round Eye.
No time for rationalization, Dr. Miller.
I
went British because I didn't want to do offensive Asian.
No, it's an Indiana Jones-esque character that talks like unknown facts about theme parks and all that.
Interesting.
Because I grew up in theme parks. I actually just got back from the Universal Studios, but I just went to catch a movie there. But I...
Wait, hold on. What?
Here in L.A. He went to the...
Well, where does he live?
Live in L.A.
I live in the... I live very close to Universal now. But back then...
He's next door.
Back when I lived up in Northern California, my local park that I went to every day was... Well, not every day. The park that I went to, like, for... almost 12 years was California's Great America.
Yes. You know, we worked there. We were just discussing it earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were Star Trek Aliens back when it was Paramount's Great America. And then it was sold back to Santa Clara and to Knott's and all those guys. I'm glad you enjoyed that part. You remember.
Yeah. I remember seeing it on one of your older versions of your website. It was like,
that's right.
Sly Cooper worked at Great America.
I sure did.
Oh my God.
Concurrently, actually.
I feel like Max is somebody that we knew from Great America doing a bit on us.
Oh, is that true?
No.
Max, do we know you? Well, I feel like I do.
So, I was planning to make a whole retrospective about the park because the history of the park is just so interesting.
I agree. Of Great America, I think it's very interesting. How it's Marriott, so tie back to the beginning of
this. They charge for parking.
For parking, and I have very strong issues with a park that is called California's Great America, and so that's already confusing.
Why?
And then it has an Australian water park in it. Pick a theme.
If you've been following the news lately, they just announced they're doing a huge expansion on the park because they just opened a roller coaster.
Where they put a stadium in the parking lot?
Yeah, it's a football experience for $300+.
Yeah, but rumor has it they're gonna turn the Australian water park into a more New England harbor, like back.
Okay. That was one of the original lands. All right. Yankee Harbor was one of them.
That's what they were going to call it. I think that's what they're planning to call it, Yankee Harbor.
So they've got somebody in there that's finally thinking through things.
Yeah. The downside is we lost the log ride.
No! The log ride was my favorite. That's an old ride. Oh, built in 1976.
But the upside is they're bringing back the wizard.
Oh, that'll kill somebody.
they turned the old SpongeBob 3D ride into a sweet new 4D Mass Effect ride.
Yeah, that's been that way for a couple of years. A couple of our friends were part of the showcase of that. Summer, who is a Raiderette currently, and her husband, Justin, who is a part of Street Drum Corps, did promotions for that when that first came out. We could geek out with you all day, Max. I'm afraid no one else is going to find the history of California's Great America quite as fascinating as us. So thanks for stopping by. And we'll play again later.
Stay tuned for Minnesota Maxwell, because I'm still recording the first episode, and I'll let you guys know when it gets released.
Please
eventually.
Do. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'll see you guys later then.
Okay.
Okay, bye. All right, so we're going to take a break and come back with Tales from Tyria.
Oh, I've heard of that place.
It's my favorite segment on the show. And now, prepare yourselves for Tales of Tyria! It's so sad.
That's a much better way for me to do that. I just learned something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You used to be a professional board op.
Yeah. See, what I was trying to do is mute this.
Yeah.
Now I could just fade it out, which is even cleaner.
Oh, that's good for everybody. And I feel like I'm coming down to earth as you do it.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
It's more of a transition instead of just an abrupt.
Ow!
Yeah, exactly.
So
rip off the Band-Aid.
So many things are happening in Tales of Tyria. As we mentioned before, my wife is now playing regularly. If she was here, she would update you that she's now level 35, which in the free...
This just in. Kat Miller, level 35.
She might be 36 by now. She's probably been listening this whole time.
This just in. Kat Miller may have jumped from 35 to 36.
At level 35 in the free game... You get access to Lion's Arch, which is the main hub of the world where you can trade and stuff. This is also very important because Halloween is coming, and Lion's Arch is where Mad King Thorn shows up. But so more on that later. Meanwhile, in my campaign, I have been greatly enjoying the latest expansion map. It has a very interesting story.
She can't enjoy this because she hasn't paid.
She hasn't paid. She's not doing the expansion material. She's still in the original. Core game, and that was on its own for 4 years before they added the expansion stuff. So she has a lot of ground to cover before she's going to get bored and need to move on. What I really appreciate is with these expansion maps is they are like buying accessories for it. So each of them have a little mechanism or some reason to always come back to that map if you find it entertaining. And this one, all of your characters can contribute to a secret command base that's underground. They call it the Sunspear Post. And you go around and you collect items and help things within this little world, you make it better. You make the command post more and more better. And it's unique to your account, so you would be able to come in and visit. Yeah. And so I imagine you could bring other people into your command post and you could show them the achievements that you've made, the improvements you've made to this underground secret command post. So I'm looking forward to doing more of that. The story is getting better and better all the time. The mythos of the world is really fleshing out. And the big news, though, is that, as you know, the game is free to play.
I've heard.
So how they make their money is in these expansions, but their real bread and butter is from just offering skins, like the same business model that Fortnite has. And so for the second time ever, I purchased a skin because I was excited for it. And
this just in. Kevin bought a skin.
I don't normally buy... aesthetic boosts, but this one really drew
my
eye.
Why? So. What drew
Well, the you? First one I ever bought was Mad King Thorn, which is from Halloween. More on that later. And I just had to have him because he was cool. This one, it came out maybe 6 months ago initially for one of the expansions, and it was available for purchase, and then they took it off the shelves. They're like the Disney vault. They put them out, and then they take them away.
Fortnite does that too.
And it creates desire.
And sometimes they come back.
And so during the six-year anniversary, they made made everything available. You could buy anything, and I missed it. And it was, oh, and then when I went through and saw what was available, I was like, I really wish I had
that.
How
much is a skin, can I ask?
They're 800 gems. You get 1,000 gems for, you get 1,000 gems for $10.
No, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
So $8.
Exactly, is basically what it comes down to. But again, I don't, the whole point of why I started playing Guild Wars is that it's free to play, that there is no subscription base, and the aesthetic stuff doesn't improve your quality of gameplay. But this skin is so cool. It's so different than everything else. It's a very fantasy driven game, but this skin looks like it's out of Star Trek. So I had to have it. That's funny. It looks so great. So now I have a sci-fi character.
Is it like it looks like the Federation, or what makes it Star Trek?
It's like a jumpsuit of sorts, but then it has these metal pieces to it that are emitting holograms all the time. So it's like part like a space suit almost, because it's kind of riveted, and then there are chunks of it that are emitting holograms, and you have the little one-piece monocle thing that's all sci-fi looking. The thing about Guild Wars, and I think I've mentioned this before, is that I actually think it's a science fiction property set in a fantasy world.
That sounds fun.
Because they justify everything. The magic isn't just like, magic, blah, blah, blah. They always have reasons for it. For example, they've discovered that there is a spectrum of magic, and that different magics cancel each other out like the colors do in the color spectrum. Things like that.
Wow.
Like, and so there's a rhyme and a reason to how things are happening. And it's not just, blah, blah, blah. You like in Harry Potter, you're like, you say defendo and that defends you. Why? We don't know. We don't care. It's magic. Yay.
I like your friendly Bobcat Goldthwait video game designer.
I'm going to be able to press alt delete. I don't know what I ruined.
Spectrum's light.
He's Pop Fizz on Skylanders, so that guy's relevant.
Yeah,
no, he's still working, and he's like 69. I think he's super old.
Did I tell you I opened for him in Omaha?
Yeah, he's super great. Nice guy, right?
Super fun,
very very humble,
super awesome.
Yeah. I want to hug him. Thanks. Do you, last thing before we have to go?
Yeah,
I've been meaning to talk about this for weeks. Mega Man,
nailed it. All right.
There it is.
That's what it is.
Dun, 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 dun. Stupid post-it. Have you seen the new Mega Man game?
I have not seen the new Mega Man. Oh, no, I saw it at the E3, I thought.
But we didn't play it.
Yeah.
So, are you familiar with Humble Bundle?
No.
You should check it out. right now. Check it out now. All right. I'm going to drink water. You're going to check it out.
Oh, boy.
So, Humble Bundle... our friend Christian turned me onto it. They get packages together from games, and they sell them to you for great discounts, and the proceeds all go to charity. So you're getting games across consoles, PCs, everything, at very deep discounts. And you can either buy a monthly subscription and you just get whatever they've got, and your monthly subscription goes towards charity, or you can buy things uniquely as they come, like pay $12, pay $15.
You can get Assassin's Creed Odyssey Gold for $99 and get $5 back.
But the money goes to charity.
Yeah.
So a couple months back, they had a Capcom package in which they had a slew of games, including two of the Mega Mans. And I was like, well, I got to show my son these Mega Man games because they're super great. And so I played them for a stint of time over the summer, and there it is. Was reminded of just how freaking impossible Mega Man 2 is. It is a hard, hard game. It is a very hard game. The get to the boss battle stuff, pretty fun. The boss battle's fun, but that Dr. Wily level, it's a hard game. And so my son would ask repeatedly, tonight we want to play Mega Man. I want to watch you play more Mega Man. It had to get to the point where, like, you want to watch Mega Man? I'm going to put on YouTube, because there are people that just can play it for you. I have no desire to play this game. So when Mega Man 11 came out, I thought, well, let's download the demo. It's a new game. It probably will have different levels of difficulty. We'll be able to enjoy it. You'll dig it. It's a hard game. It is still a hard game. They have the one demo level available. You can get it now on your PlayStation. And we had to put it on super noob. It's the level made for toddlers in order for me to progress through the game.
You know it's made for toddlers?
Oh, yeah, because there's a little picture of a kid with a thumb in his mouth. He's like drooling.
Oh,
his poopy diaper is super full. Yeah.
Stupid, Justin.
You had it coming. The only way I was able to beat the level is because they gave you this bird that every time you fell down a pit that would equal instant death. Instead, he picks you up and raises you to a higher platform. So by failing, I was doing better. That was the only way I could get through the level. I was like, this is still not fun. The problem is the game is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm looking at it
right now. Beautiful, beautiful game. It puts you back into that world. It feels like playing all the Mega Man games from back in the day, except for with modern day graphics and new layouts and stuff. Really fun mechanics and things, cool enemies, great robots. Maybe if I get it on a Humble Bundle for much, much cheaper, I'll pick it up for my son, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't imagine him being able to get through it without crying because I could barely do it.
Right.
But gosh, doesn't it look great?
This was the same thing with Bionic Commando. I would see these Mega Man games,
yes,
and Bionic Commando I'd rented repeatedly going, you know what? Now I'm good enough. Now I'm old enough.
Right.
And they would frustrate me. It's like so bad.
Yeah. Bash your head against the wall. That's what I'm doing with Batman Arkham Knight. I'm playing again right now because it's Halloween, and that just seems appropriate. But I don't want to deal with challenges, so it's on easy. And I'm only doing the story missions. So the side missions are begging me to participate in. There was a moment where literally I was flying through the city, and the opera music is playing, trying to lure me to that side mission at the same time that the man bat was screeching. Ah! They're like, please do a side mission. And literally below me were two, like a barricade and a mine blinking, going, help, turn this off. Get your car over here. They're just so ripe. Please, you're supposed to be doing side missions. Extend the gameplay. Like, no, nothing
no,
for me.
I got no time for
I got to get to Stag's Blimp.
All right. That's our show, yeah?
That was really fun.
That was a good
show. Did you enjoy it? What was your least favorite part?
My least favorite part probably was talking to Ryan.
What was your most favorite part?
My most favorite part was probably McGruff the Crime Dog.
Oh, that's funny. My favorite part was Ryan.
Tears for Fears was good.
No, Tears for Fears was my other favorite part. I liked all the parts.
Yeah.
All the parts.
All the parts equally, but especially Ryan?
Yeah, he's a plus one.
Are you running a fever?
Yes, and the only cure is more Ryan.
Well played. All right. Don't forget to check out bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord so you can also hate on Ryan with everybody else.
And participate in Stump.
And do the ironic thing of being there on the thing he created, making fun of him.
That's right.
Yes, participate in Stump. If you want to watch Kevin play video games anytime, he plays Strange Brigade with me on Fridays.
Yeah.
And on Tuesdays, are you still doing Sly Cooper?
I'm here on Tuesday.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm an idiot.
Math is hard.
I'm an idiot.
Calendars are not our friends.
I regret everything. Oh, the stupid thing. Okay. I'm forgetting to put this theme song in.
This has been a great show. Okay, bye.
Listen, we're gonna do a Kickstarter too. We're fundraising money, so go to Get Cat Her Own Guild Wars 2.
Yes.
Is what you go to Get Cat Her Own Guild Wars 2.tv. And for just a mere $500, I'm pretty sure we can get her
10 copies of the game.
Or one. I don't know. We're not economics experts.
Mm-mm.
But we're pretty sure that we could cover all expenses getting her Guild Wars 2. And mainly it's just so she can enjoy it. Right?
Yeah.
To bring Kevin there. Listen, guys, Kevin's not going to say this, but they're on the rocks, right? That's their true. Relationship is in trouble, and the only thing that's going to save it is
$500 cash.
And Guild Wars 2.
And Guild Wars 2.
Right.
Together at
so
last.
So if we end up using the $500 cash for a date night, we may need $700.
Let's just make it a clean $1,000.
That's a good plan. See,
and
who says we don't know anything about economics?
Math is not hard.
It's actually pretty easy.
Save my marriage!
On behalf of the KevinMiller.com, just us warriors saying, okay, bye!